Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Fiso Mabuza with Holy Fire, taking us to 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Yep, cruising into the mid-afternoon, slowly but surely. And like I said to you, later I'll be having a chat with Uzizi Posoldad at about 20 past one. That's, well, just a little under an hour from now. And we're going to talk about her journey living with a disability. Look, if you're a curious person like me, you can even run to social media right now. Run to Facebook. Quickly just search her up and you will see how confidently she lives with her disability. So she'll tell us how it came about and also just her journey and just possibly encourage somebody as well. For now, though, up my sleeve, I've got Dr. Masanganye for you.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Kreste in Samulo, ya inkwasho, corner of wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Masanganye. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Masanganye.
Allow me to welcome you all to the last series of our talks titled Christ Came into the World. I am so happy that Christ did come 2,000 years ago to our world. He was born, he died, he resurrected, and he ascended up into the heavens against the powers of gravity. And not long, he will be coming back again, but he will not be coming back to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to save sinners, or to free people from various bondages, but he will be coming to take his church. By church, we mean genuine born-again Christians, the blood-washed, those who have crossed from death to life, those who have a genuine relationship with God. So I am so happy to welcome you to my last series, Christ Came into the World. You will remember that our pivotal text is still 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. And this is how it reads. It has never changed. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Friends, I am so excited and I am so delighted and happy to know that Jesus came to the world to save the world. You know, the way the world situation is today, unless we all turn to Jesus for him to save us, this whole world will blow up in flames. The rumors of war, iniquities, lawlessness, women abuse and children abuse, tensions between husband and wife, between parents and children, denominational wars, even preachers, they find themselves preaching against each other, cursing each other, working against each other to such an extent that they even forget to fight the devil, their common enemy. We live in a dangerous world today. That is the reason why I have given to this message the title, Christ Came into the World. And I did not make up or to suck this title out of my thumbs. It is in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying. And this means that this news contained in this verse of scripture is reliable, it's faithful, and it is worthy to be accepted by all citizens of this world, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save us all. Jesus came to the world not for the righteous. He came to save sinners, all those who became sinners through obedience, disobedience by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, like you and I who were born in sin. Jesus came specially for us sinners, so that through him we can be saved and become children of God. I want to finish our series by discussing with you from Scripture Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus does not only have peace, he is the peace of the world, and the government of peace shall be upon his shoulders. We will never have peace in this world until we all turn to Jesus, the peace of the world. He is the only one who can give us genuine peace in South Africa, Africa, and the global village. We thank God for the United Nations, but the world situation is in such a way that we need Jesus himself to give us genuine peace in us, in ourselves. The United Nations have done wonders all over the world in bringing peace, but we need inner peace. You will not be peaceful outside yourself until you have peace inside of you. Jesus gives us peace inside. He saves us. He transforms us. He cleanses us with his blood. We experience the power of the cross and the power of his resurrection. And when we receive him as Lord and Savior, we receive peace in our lives. You look at all genuine Christians who are born again, who have crossed from death to life, who are new creatures in Christ, they have peace. Peace of heart, peace of soul, peace of mind, because Jesus is their peace. In Corinthians, the Bible tells us that Christ has become unto us who are saved peace, joy, fulfillment, righteousness, holiness, and purity. Where Christ is, there is liberty. Where Christ is, there is peace. May God give every one of the listeners hunger for genuine peace. And that peace we can only find in Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the peace of the world. The government of peace is upon his shoulders. No Christ, no peace. No Jesus, no peace. No Holy Spirit, no peace. No salvation, no peace. No redemption, no peace. No righteousness from God, no peace. You will never experience peace until you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and He will become your peace. And you, when you are given peace by Jesus, that peace will become beyond human understanding. May God bless you with this peace, which can only be found in Jesus Christ. Jesus came to the world to save, to heal, to baptize with the Holy Spirit, and also to give you peace. And may God bless you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.